Good morning. We had a round of showers yesterday, but that only added to the moisture content in the air and now an overall mugginess this morning. It's more humid out there, but also mostly cloudy. Temperatures are holding in the 60s to start the day, but we'll climb through the 70s with some breaks of sunshine this morning and by lunchtime into the lower 80s. With that added warmth and humidity, it'll set the stage for a round of showers and thunderstorms as a cold front approaches from the Great Lakes. With that front slicing through the region during the second half of the day today, some of the storms could be strong or even severe, with strong wind gusts, some hail, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning. In some of the heaviest downpours, we may see highly localized flash flooding. The storms will tend to wind down after dark tonight as they move through New England, and temperatures will drop back into the 60s for overnight lows, but with the added moisture in the air, we'll have areas of dense fog forming and skies will remain mostly cloudy. For the day tomorrow, still some energy to work its way through the region, so the risk of a shower or thunderstorm still out there. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 80s. This will set us up for a good-looking Thursday. With high pressure in control, skies will be mostly sunny. The humidity levels will be down considerably, but it will still be warm, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. A weak disturbance will head our way for the day on Friday with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s. Then behind that system, it looks like a good holiday weekend with dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday, highs in the lower 80s, and mostly sunny on Independence Day for Monday with highs staying in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the central and northern high plains. Robust daytime heating over the high plains, along with sharply cooler air with height, are expected to yield moderate instability today. Storm initiation is likely across eastern Wyoming and southeast Montana into western parts of South Dakota and Nebraska late this afternoon, with storms developing and tracking to the south-southeast. Strengthening northwesterly mid-level winds will produce adequate shear and should result in the potential for splitting supercells, producing large hail, some very large hail, and damaging winds with initially isolated to widely scattered storms. Strengthening southerly low-level winds from western Kansas to western Nebraska and potential for cell mergers could yield upscale growth into a mesoscale convective system propagating southeast through Nebraska into west-central Kansas this evening and perhaps into the early overnight period. Severe winds and hail would be the primary hazards with this thunderstorm complex. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in clouds and fog, 50 degrees with a west wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 68 degrees, the dew point 64, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.94 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 124 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with the chance of showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers possible and highs in the lower to mid 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 84 degrees, the low 68, the average temperature 76, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation recorded at the airport yesterday, 2.02 inches for the month, and 12.78 inches for the year, which is 5.43 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 11 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, 121 now for the month, and 196 for the season, which is 67 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60. The record high 99 set in 1901, and the record low 45 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and more humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. More showers and thunderstorms this evening, areas of fog overnight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and more humid today, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms this evening, then areas of fog overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and more humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms firing and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms likely this evening than areas of fog tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a shower or thunderstorm, lower 80s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-80s Thursday. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm Friday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday. Mostly sunny skies for Independence Day on Monday. Highs all 3 days across the holiday weekend in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.